go. Chapter 48, The Cup People, 2024. The Cup People is the study of a limited state of mind, possibly even a corrupted mind or a restricted mind. All of us are subject to this thing. Stuck is what it is. Stuck. A status quo that is fiercely maintained by people, I got to tell you. People that are lost in it, they fiercely maintain it. Those who are stuck in the cup, they don't want out. A cup person likes the cup. It's comfortable, familiar. New information is not welcome here. Utopia to those in the dark. The cup is a mirage, however. Don't be fooled. Don't be fooled. John 3:20, everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed. Something to remember as we go into the cup people, a perpetual neighborhood of nothing, going nowhere, with a sense of noble and important, also not true. Ultimately, always without growth, resources run out, and life without substance simply fades. Dust in the wind. Ecclesiastes 9, for the living know that they will die, but the dead know nothing. They have no further reward, and even their name is forgotten. This is the fate of cup people. You want to do something magnificent for the Lord, right? You do want to do something magnificent, right? I mean, we only have a short time. Chapter 48 outlines the opposite of that. Prayer is the only way out of the cup. But unfortunately, from the perspective inside the cup, prayer is generally stupid. Self and power of self is the myth inside this hideous place. If one can pray about it in a moment of clarity, if they understand where they are, if the word somehow reaches that person's head inside the cup, perhaps a brother in Christ, maybe that person can hear and get out of this damaging, hellish existence in the end. Psalm 139, 23, search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. A quote from C.S. Lewis from the book, The Problem of Pain. The human spirit will not even begin to try to surrender self-will as long as it all seems to be well with it. The cup is an equal opportunity employer. Kids, anybody can end up in the cup. 1 Corinthians 3:3, you are still worldly. For since there is jealousy and quarreling among you, are you not worldly? Are you not acting like mere humans? You ever see people in the entertainment business fight and or get divorced, how they sling all this stuff at each other and they're in this world and then they start falling from that world and they were really famous and then they're not, and but they stay stuck, it would seem. Try to add that to a cup. And I'm going to explain a cup in a minute. Right now, consider a cup of coffee. Why do I call it the cup people? Consider a cup of coffee. A cup of coffee forgotten on the table. Just out on the table outside, right? You can easily forget that out on the porch. Perhaps there's a half a cup remaining, right? And left unattended, that cup dries out. Turns into some kind of science project, doesn't it, if you don't pick it up? Organisms are alive in this new toxic environment that's growing inside the cup. It's gross, isn't it? An actual hierarchy is born inside the cup if you don't clean it out or go remember it's out there. It's like a sort of government actually happens inside this gross cup with a little coffee left in the bottom of it. There's a sort of government where there's a top dog scum down to the bottom scum of the cup, and they're all trying to make their way to the top and get as many opportunities of food and so on and so forth as they climb their way to the top of this goofy ecosystem in the bottom of a cup. Come on. Now, the ecosystem persists quite well for a short time. Now, we'll pray that that sound goes away. It's not on the recording, so that's good for you guys. Finally, without supplies from the outside, all of it dies. You see, the walls of the cup may have provided safety, but it was only pretend. Nothing gets out of a cup that's sitting there. Nothing cares to get in, by the way. It's a prison in the name of being important. People in the cup fight for their right to be in charge of this ecosystem that doesn't matter. They come to believe that everything outside of the cup is irrelevant or bad, hiding in self-importance they are inside that cup. In the cup, one believes he's got it all figured out. Look, I've told you before, if the devil can't make you sin, he'll waste your time. Waste your time. Let me tell you a little story about a man saving his money inside the cup. Oh, he saved his money up and he wasn't going to have to work anymore. And Jesus talked about him. Oh, I'm going to figure it all out. Everybody else is stupid. Luke 12:19-21. I will say to my soul, soul, you have many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, fool, this night your soul will be required of you. Then whose will those things be which you have provided? So is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich towards God. Oh, let's think about that one, kids. Let's think about that one. Oh, I got it all figured out for me. No room for God. Got it all. I'm working on me. Then maybe I'll get to God. Isn't it true? Oh, isn't that terrible, that sound, when it comes every once in a while? Isn't it true? All caught up in the daily grind, aren't we? Got to get a loan. Got to get the house. Got to keep up with the Joneses. Make some moves. I can't listen. I don't have time to comply. I don't have, I'm making my way to the, and then what? Nothing is what. Cup people end abruptly. Suddenly there is no more. What's the solution? What if someone did not find God and now the cup is dried up and all possibilities thought to have are not to have? A mirage, as I said earlier, the realization of nothing earned, all efforts for naught, and the cup has dried up and there's nothing left. And there's here my person sits in the cup. What's the solution for me in the cup? What was the solution? God. I had nothing. I made a collect call, so to speak, to the Lord. I didn't have any money, so I made a collect call to the Lord. He took the call, and he brought me ultimately to the church. My journey begins in a world much bigger. The journey of the church, it's much bigger, much more intuitive than a cup. And I began to walk in conversations of believers, hearing God's words. And by the way, believers are just as crazy as cup people sometimes, right? I'm serious, man. People in church are just as nutty as people not in church. However, believers have hope. And God's promise, I might add. Hope and God's promise. Way more than a cup, I tell you. Hebrews 12:1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up. And let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. Sounds way more fun than getting stuck in a cup. All of us are susceptible to the mysticism and the excitement of the occult, false prophecy, wrong thinking, magic, theories, and generalities. And people will fight you. They don't want to get out of the cup. You can't just go in there and say, hey, you know, I'm praying for you to get out of the cup, or drill a hole in the side. Nobody leaves. Drill a hole in the side of the cup. Everybody, let's go. Come on, get out. They don't want to get out. They'll argue with you. Be careful. I tell all of us, be careful with whom you find yourself keeping company, lest they be the doorman to the oblivion and stuck forever in a cup sitting outside for the rest of your life. I'm telling you, if the devil can't make you sin, he'll waste your time. 1 Timothy 4:1-2. Now the Holy Spirit tells us clearly that in the last times, some will turn away from the true faith. They will follow deceptive spirits and teachings that come from demons. These people are hypocrites and liars, and their conscience is dead. Cup people. I take you back to entertainment. You see those people that come and go, and they rise to fame, and then they don't, and they're superheroes, and they talk about worshiping the occult, and they're all that in a bag of chips, and then one day they're not. Cup, the cup. Without God, I see it all the time. A great beginning, and then slowly but surely, the money disappears, the company suffers, jeopardy instills in everyone. Even believers who have a skewed version of God. Same thing, the cup. Oh, yeah, believers get themselves stuck in a cup. Yeah. There's no version of God, only God, as it is written in the book, not as it is designed by the world. Well, that's a hard sell sometimes, I tell you. People got their ideas, and there isn't anything I could say except, hey, this is the way it is for me. Joshua said that, but in my house we serve the Lord. But sometimes that's not enough, and I have to pray for them. There's nothing I can do, and I do. And then I got to turn it back over to God. I got to say, this is yours. I can't do anything unless he gives me an intention to do something or something to say. But a cup is a damning place. I've seen all kinds of people incarcerated inside of it, stuck, pastors included. Pastors included. A cup is an equal opportunity employer. Satan knows that the more hectic, busy, and jam-packed our lives are, the less time we will have for contact with God. Oh, yeah. He wants us to become preoccupied with various projects, errands, and responsibilities. Lots of important matters here. Gotta do. Gotta go. Off to it. I'm late for a very important date, but the more, the better. So long as God is crowded out of our thoughts. Are you a victim of this tactic now and then? Oh, yeah. Sometimes at the end of the day, do you suddenly realize that you've devoted little or no time to spiritual pursuits? Oh, yeah. Bible study and prayer can easily be overshadowed and nudged out by other activities and distractions. It's amazing, isn't it, how quickly time can slip away? We may wake up one morning with just enough time to get ready for work. When we come home that evening, it's time to unwind, socialize with the family, and enjoy our evening meal. It's still early, we assure ourselves. There will be plenty of time for Bible study later. At 6:50, we receive a phone call. At 7:15, one of our children comes to us for help on his homework. At 7:45, we catch a glimpse of an exciting television program that hooks us until 9. And the conclusion of the show, the list grows and grows. Soon we are drowsy and ready for bed, too late for quality Bible study, prayer, or meditation. That can grow into something called the cup. Obviously, many of the things we do each day are important. They are. We cannot simply ignore them. How can we squeeze everything in without neglecting our spiritual lives? Well, John mentioned Martha. Martha, she was given the privilege of having Jesus Christ and a few of his disciples dine in her home. Naturally, she wanted everything to be just right, and that takes time and energy. The project became the most important thing on her mind. Her sister Mary, however, was more concerned about hearing Christ's words, sat at his feet, and washed his feet with her hair. And Martha protested, Jesus. Martha protested to Jesus, and he was careful to put the priorities in perspective. Luke 10:41, Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary, her sister, Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. Yeah, man. Hey, sis, leave your sister alone. She's doing the right thing. Matter of fact, you might want to join in. Martha had failed to recognize the most important use of her and Mary's time. Jesus clearly summarized that number one priority. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Matthew 6:33. Here's the solution for getting everything done that needs to be done. If we faithfully and consistently put God first, he will make certain there is a time for everything else that is of importance. Chapter 48, the cup people, is it a sin? Disobedience, unawareness is a slippery slope, isn't it? It is a shame for sure. A sadness as we watch those who climb back in the cup or simply won't leave the cup where they are. They won't leave. Look, there's always good reasons why people must do things that shouldn't be done. Wasting your life is the result of stubborn? That's maybe. Sometimes the cup, staying in the cup too long is a mistake. Yeah. Getting out of the cup and climbing back in is tragic. Yeah. Why do we believe such nonsense? Fear. Fear is why we believe. That's one, yeah. Two, we want to be important. That's what. We want to be important. Inside the cup, we're important. And sometimes we feel we're as important as we're ever going to be. We're finally climbing the ladder to important. Oh, pray that that sound goes away. Pray that sound goes away. I'll tell you what, the thought of being important without Christ is not important. You are not relevant without Christ. Nobody is. With Christ, there is no limit if you believe in Christ. If you truly believe in Christ, there is no limit. God will take you there, wherever there is. Christ is all truth, light, and the end of demonic, torturous phenomena. But we choose stupid. Why? Why do we choose stupid? Napoleon Bonaparte is quoted to say, you got to check this out, it's pretty good. Alexander, Caesar, Charlemagne, and I have founded empires, but on what did we rest the creation of our genius? Upon force. Jesus Christ founded his empire upon love, and at this hour, millions of men would die for him. Oh, wow, that's huge. Did you get that? He said, hey, man, me and the gang founded our empires on force. Jesus founded on love, and millions of men would die for him at this hour. Whoa, that's huge. Being an example in Christ, it's a full-time job. There's nothing part-time about it. And none of it is easy. Now, try to listen to me through all this noise and shenanigans going on. Don't let the devil get in the way here. This is the only thing that makes sense to me. I have been in the cup, so I'm not in the cup today. I fight not to be in a cup. So am I stupid, inept, gullible, weak? Call it what you want. I yield to the Lord Jesus Christ, period. And in him, I am relevant. Matthew Poole, an English nonconformist, theologian, and biblical scholar during the mid-1600s, said, and I quote, God hath given to men those gifts which he hath denied to beasts, reason and religion he's given, wisdom to know God and themselves, and their obligations to God, and their dependence upon him, and therefore it'll becometh them to lie like brute creatures, roaring and crying out in their miseries, without taking any notice of God in way of prayer or praise. And if they do so, it is no wonder if God takes no notice of them. What he's saying is we've been given so much, and we still complain and groan and moan, and we don't pray and praise God. Boom, there it is, cup people. Fighting for the right to stay stupid, I tell you. Pretend powerful, and for what? Pretend powerful. So much is offered in kingdom work, but like I said, from the perspective of the cup, from somebody in the cup, one has the best that one could get, and he's getting no better. If he keeps at it, he might get to the top. And from the cup, that's correct. He might get to the top of the cup. So what? The cup is an equal opportunity employer, believers or non-believers. Stuck is available to everyone. Stuck is available to everyone. Ephesians 6:13, therefore put on the full armor of God, so when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything, to stand. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Outside the cup, the Lord will use each of us to rescue and teach those left behind. A watchman over God's flock, perhaps a leader out of Egypt. The treachery found in the world, the vulnerability and weaknesses of the human condition without God. The cup causes the great nothing of dust. Nothing out of your life. Mediocre is never God. Rather, you are infinite in him. Infinite. If you work, do God's work. If you work, do God's work. What do you think he'll do for you? What do you think he'll do for you if you work for God? John 21:17. Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, do you love me? He said. Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you, Jesus. And Jesus said, then feed my sheep. That's working for God. Feed my sheep. Not an easy ministry in this incredibly demonic world. You certainly can't help anybody stuck in a cup. In Christ, we are reborn, strengthened, fiercely alive, and most importantly, in God, you are relevant. Without him, you are not relevant. Chapter 48, The Cup People 2024. Make your choice, kids. Get out of the cup or be one of the many representatives of ignorance and the lie. The lie. The lie that you're someplace, but you're no place. Where are you now? Ephesians 2, 1, 3. Once you were dead because of your disobedience and your many sins. You used to live in sin, just like the rest of the world, obeying the devil, the commander of the powers of the unseen world. A cup of coffee left outside will live and breathe a disgusting city of organisms, fighting for survival, and then it will dry up and die. The wind will simply blow away what was in it. That doesn't have to be you or me anymore. 1 Peter 2, 9. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Get out of the cup, man, and stay out of the cup. God's world that he gave you, God's life that he gives you, God's plan that he gives you, it's a lot better than any cup, even the best china. Get out of the cup, stay out of the cup. Stuck should never be a word that applies to you. Amen, amen. John, let's get rocking. Oh, by the way, for all of you, stay on this call. At the end, when I say everybody says amen, don't anybody jump off. We get the blessing at the end. I count to three. And then we say goodbye and we hang up. Don't everybody jump off and be distracting. Like, we have such overachievers, you don't have to stay for the amen. You just got to drop off. Cut that out. I left that on the recording just in case. John, let's see what happens.